The Tereski Family, 266 Rideau Street. Eva Solovan, born in 1910, was one of the youngest children in a large Ukrainian farming family in Saskatchewan when her father died in a farm accident, her mother remarried, and many more children ensued. Like many of her siblings, Eva was eager to leave both farm and stepfather. Mike Tereski, born in 1908, arrived in Saskatchewan from Ukraine after two of his brothers were taken away to Siberia. He worked in forestry, on the railroad, and as a tenant farmer, but it was the Depression, and Saskatchewan was not a promising place to settle. After Eva and Mike got married, one of Mike's cousins told him there was work with the tannery in Kingston, Ontario, so the couple came east in 1936. Growing up, their eldest child, Mike, that is Mike Jr., born in 1935, remembers a mixed immigrant neighborhood. Along our street and up Charles Street, you had the Irish, the Ukrainian, you had the Canadians, boy, they were rare, and French Canadians, and English, Czechoslovaks, Yankovic and Drinkas, and Yugoslavian, and so it was quite a mix. Everybody worked together, Dad worked at the tannery, and most of the others in the area worked there for the big wage of 25 cents an hour. It was tough, serious chemicals. I'll always remember the smell. The British English, Canadian, were usually the foremen, and all the heavy-duty workers were East Europeans. Later on, when Dad got laid off at the tannery because work slowed down, he went to work at the locomotive works. His job there, he's never forgotten it, was a riveter's helper. Inside of a boiler, a big tin can, he held on to the other end of a rivet, hammered through, hot, glowing red from the outside. He had to hold it on the inside, with no hearing protection. Mike recalls that during the war, if not before, most women in the neighborhood also worked outside the home. In addition to raising a family, Eva Tereski worked at the cotton mill, at Dureta Apparel doing alterations, and at the nylon plant. All the non-Catholic kids in the neighborhood went to Robert Meek School. For the boys, hockey was a big focus, played on the rink behind the school or at Kiwanis Park, now the parking lot of Rideau Crest. Fishing in the river was another common pastime, raw sewage notwithstanding, or shooting rats in the dumps along the shore. Kids would scamper into rail cars outside National Grocers Building to find loose bananas to take home. They'd also take scrap paper or metal to Hyman Rosen in exchange for pennies, or look for loose coal on the tracks in what's now Douglas Fleur Park. The popcorn wagon was a treat. And this is what Mike remembers about that. A Czechoslovakian, Johnny Matzik, had a popcorn wagon, horse-drawn. The horse would always be stopped in front of our house, and the anchor put down, a steel plate about 10 pounds, and the horse never budged. The popcorn wagon was a roofed cabin, glassed in, and Johnny would be in there with his white apron, and you can imagine the smell permeating the area. It was 5 cents a bag. For their part, the adults also had a rich community life. Mike remembers kitchen parties at his house, where couples danced polkas to 78s, drinking beer and homebrew. The Ukrainian Hall on James at Bagot showed newsreels during the war, bringing tears to people's eyes as they saw the suffering on the Eastern Front. On VE Day, Mr. Drinka converted his dump truck to a float so that Ukrainians in costumes could dance their way down Princess Street. Eva made all those costumes. She also loved to garden, and she raised vegetables and enormous sunflowers in her yard at Charles and Rideau to the age of 101. Warm thanks to Mike Tereski for photos and stories. Mike's voice can be heard on several of the Stories of the Swamp Ward, which you can find on SoundCloud.com. In particular, he has moving memories of World War II, and he contributes important material to the Inner Harbor episode as well.